I don't know about you guys, but we loved this episode of Real House of New York, and we can't wait to talk about it with you guys right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Got a little barracuda.
Yes.
Ramona's like a piranha.
She is.
She is.
She's got some, she's got her feelers out there and she just goes after it. And
no filter.
No filter.
I'd say she's also a barracuda.
A barracuda. Hey guys, we're talking all about Real Housewives of New York, Season 9, Episode 7, I believe. My name's Lindsay Wagner. We're missing Ashley today. She's off doing an event, but you guys can tweet me at Lindsay Wagner, and I'm joined by my two amazing co-hosts. We've got Megan Stecker.
Hey guys, tweet me, or, you know, find me on any social media, at Megan Stecker.
And Thomas Erlina.
Hey guys, I'm Thomas Erlina. Follow me everywhere online at Thomas Erlina.
Barracuda, that's right. Mm-hmm. Let's give me your first initial impressions of this week's episode, you two.
I'm excited. I really enjoyed it. I think we got a lot of Tinsley. I've been wanting to get to know her a little bit. We got to see her go on a date, find a cute young boo. We'll call him 23-year-old Chad. It was nice. It was refreshing. It added some color to the episode, mm-hmm. I think.
I'd say jam-packed was kind of my first impression. As soon as we got done, I was like, wow, so many scenes, so many things happened, a lot of relationships developing or moving backwards, depending on who we're talking about. And my one thought about Tinsley, as you were saying, like, we got a lot more of her, was that she's really a protege of Sonia, and Sonia is kind of disapproving of her all the time, which I find interesting.
It's almost like not belittling, but it feels like it's something. Sometimes when she's like at events and she sees her like a little baby Sonia.
It is exactly like kind of Tinsley called it, where she said, "I feel like I'm the annoying little sister."
Yeah,
that you're just kind of scolding, and she's like you said, belittling her
in front of people. But well, actually, it's kind of like both. Actually,
it's both, but she's belittling her for the things that she does.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a lot to talk about, obviously. You guys can join us in the chat tonight. We're going to have that up and try and keep up with it while we talk to you about this week's episode. I've been noticing in the opening lately that they've been shooting a bunch of scenes right away in that first 30 mm-hmm. seconds. So you're seeing Ramona and Avery shopping, Luann and Sonia at lunch, and Bethany and Dorinda shopping for the charity event. So you're seeing all of this right away, and then they delve into the story, which I like.
I like
because
that
it's kind of like, okay, let's see where all the women are. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then let's jump into the storyline for each.
Yeah, I think that's a really good strategic move for Bravo to do that, so we can kind of like figure out where everybody's at. I like that.
I really enjoyed it.
I think it's a fun production company change. Like, the production company decided to go in this direction. I think they also decided to debut those new opens where it's not just the woman on a green screen twirling in a dress. We're seeing some fun action shots with some tracking going along while, Sonia's crossing the street on a crosswalk during nighttime. Like, it's fun and it's glitzy and it's... Mm-hmm. I'm glad they're upping the game at season 9 because I think we expect that. Mm-hmm. We always expect something to be bigger
something
and
better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And they did it a couple weeks ago with the dog episode. That's when I first kind of started noticing it, was they showed all the different dogs from all the pets of all the housewives and stuff. So that was our first, like, that was the first time I noticed that they did that, like, opening like that. But maybe they've been doing it from the beginning and I just missed the beginning of the episode.
I do notice them doing that with the show Southern Charm, if anybody watches that. There's a lot of, in the very beginning, everyone's kind of morning wake up. So there's, you know, some people are, like, on it and just came home from a jog and making a smoothie, and some people are still, like, in bed at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
So it's just a fun way they're kind of starting every show on that show. So I don't know if it's the same production company or just kind of borrowing ideas, but I like that the way that they are starting the show is how you said.
Well, the thing that they tied together starting the show this week was the conversation between Bethany and Ramona from our episode last week, and how Ramona approached Bethany at this event, and she was trying to be non-confrontational, but there was none of that happening at all, and Bethany was really thrown off by it, and Bethany did a great impression of Ramona, which I'm going to ask Megan to do later because she's going to do it justice. I just know it. She's going to be so good at it.
We're going to root you on.
What I really, really liked was seeing Ramona talk to Avery about it. And I would love to get Avery in here. So we could ask her, how did...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
How did you feel after you saw the episode and you hear Ramona telling you, her, your mom, telling you how she approached Bethany and what she said? And Avery was honest with her, which I really appreciated. And I think that's kind of what you would want from your daughter. Mm-hmm. And was giving her advice, which I think is really sweet. But it was very obvious that Ramona knew mm-hmm. she was trying to like sugarcoat how she did it
yes.
and not be completely honest. And I have a feeling mm-hmm. if we had Avery in here, she would say, yeah, she totally did the opposite of yeah. what she said she did, was totally wrong approach mm-hmm. and all yeah. this stuff. Because she said it was how did you say it, Mom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's like she knows her mother so well.
Oh, yeah.
And Avery, I must have been the very first thing or in the very first episode that Ramona ever said about her daughter was, Avery's nothing like me. She's so, like, serious and grown up. And this is when Avery was so tiny, I'm sure like in late elementary school years or something. Mm-hmm. So knowing that about Avery, and I'm sure she's still the exact same way, it appears so, she's just like, but Mom, I know you think you said this, but this is really what you're saying with your body language and your emotions that are coming through on your face.
A complete you side attack.
Yeah. yeah. She was right. Yeah.
I think like with Avery being on the show and for that moment to have happened, it kind of makes viewers see, you can't really hate Ramona that much because it's like she's somebody's, you know, mom. And, mm-hmm. you know, I feel like for Bethany, too, as Bryn gets older, it's kind of like everybody has their flaws. So I know we're going to see later on, like, where Bethany and Ramona end up. But that kind of, she adds to the show for sure to call out her mom, how she sees it.
I think it was a really good point. And like you said, it does soften us to Ramona a little bit knowing that
she's a mom.
She is a mom. yeah. We know that. But when you actually see it in action and see it happening and see her confiding in Avery, maybe she's not completely... I mean, I think she was definitely sugarcoating how she was saying it.
Yeah.
But maybe she's not completely aware of how she's doing it and how she looks and the crazy eyes and everything. And when it comes yeah. back and you watch it, you're kind of like...
It might be a learning okay. lesson. We might go through the whole season at the end. She might, you know, try to make adjustments in her life, but we'll have to see.
We will have to see. and we also find out that Bethany is buying property in Soho.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So she's getting another mm-hmm. place, and it's bigger than the other one, and she doesn't know if she's going to flip it, if she's going to do what with it, but that's new development. Hannah's moving out. Dorinda's going to be getting some new floors. Mm-hmm. She's excited about this charity event, Beauty for Freedom. So Bethany tells Dorinda she's going to be nice to Ramona. But at this point, there's enough history. There's been enough that's happened. It's done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do we think this is the end?
I do. Because Bethany's like, I don't need her. And Bethany doesn't. If you think about how insanely busy Bethany's day must be, like, mm-hmm. it's scheduled to the minute. It's like, wake up, gotta eat, gotta get Bryn off to school, and I'm sure there's assistants running around everywhere answering emails and calls every second of the day. She's running this amazing brand that's not just one thing anymore. It's 18 things. How many partnerships yeah. did she say she had, like, two seasons ago? Like, 9 or 10 partnerships. Like, she's running all these sub-businesses under the Skinny Girl umbrella, and it's all these different companies she has to be in contact with all the time. She's not running them all out of her Skinny Girl office. It's like, well, now she's doing lunch meat. So there's a lunch meat company. you know, there's a lunch meat company, and she's got to be in contact with them all the time, as well as the alcohol, the salad dressing, the popcorn, like all that
charities
stuff.
Charities and everything
the
else.
The chocolate, all that crazy stuff. So then she's doing the charity. That's mm-hmm. another chunk of time. She started her own charity within Dress for Success. That's another chunk of time. There's all the time she has Bryn, where everything shuts down and it's only Bryn time. So I cannot imagine. Plus, there's like, oh, let me carve out the hours in my evening that I'm gonna go film.
Yeah.
So when the hell does Bethany have time to put up with Ramona off camera? No, she doesn't. And yeah. I'm with her on this 100%.
I saw yesterday online that she had said to an interviewer that, you know, this is the tip of the iceberg for her and Ramona and the things that Ramona has done. And I agree with you. I think that she doesn't have time to deal with Ramona. And it's unfortunate if it really is the end, because sometimes with people like Ramona type personalities, you kind of push people over the edge and, you know, your behaviors stay the same. And then sometimes people really get over it and people get sick of it. And there's no going back from that. So I don't know. We'll have to see.
It's more like a grown-up reaction, I would say, Bethany's having. Rather than it being like, it's almost like a boyfriend-girlfriend thing where you like get pissed at him or say something to them, hoping that they'll run after you when you run away. So Ramona's like, how dare you, blah, 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 blah. And Bethany runs away. And then, hold on, I'm saying this wrong. I think Ramona's hoping Bethany's going to come running after her after she's doing the silent treatment that we saw tonight.
Yes.
Usually when people do reach the point where they're going to cut somebody off, it's at the point where you realize you don't need them anymore.
Right.
You know, so I can see that Bethany feels that way with what Ramona's doing, because it wasn't cool. And if Ramona wanted to save the relationship, which she should, because Bethany is somebody you want to save a relationship with, just the history and everything else, she should have apologized the way that, you know, a normal person would have apologized. I think she kind of, again, took that moment to make it something that extra. And she should have just apologized. We could have moved on, and it could have been a whole different season.
And I'm wondering if Bethany's going to have, like, a friendship breakup talk with her at some point this season. Kind of like how you have with a guy when you're breaking up. It's going to be like, Ramona, I would love to be cordial with you in a room. We are no longer friends, this and we have, like, to cut it off.
This is like a Lauren and Heidi from The Hills.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
is what we need.
Yeah, I'm wondering if we'll see Bethany do that rather than just the avoidance dance. Yeah.
I think it could happen at the reunion.
Okay.
Or there'll be something towards the end of a season that then they'll come back to the reunion and go, so you guys had this conversation. What's the status now?
Yeah.
Well, they go on a group trip this year, so I'm wondering if everybody's there and how awkward that might get, or if this is going to be a big blow up before that trip or during that trip, or
if they can ignore each other long enough to make it survive the trip.
Or even if Ramona is invited, because to me it looks like Bethany was hosting this trip. Ooh. So we'll have to see. This was all in the trailer, and I'm kind of...
I agree with Joseph, though, saying Bethany is stretching herself thin. So you just eventually you have to say no to the people that aren't adding to your life.
Yeah, absolutely.
So whether it's negative. whether it's Ramona, whether it's, you know, somebody else in your life, or Jason, or whomever it is, eventually you have to say no to people that aren't building you up and making you feel better.
Yeah. Right.
Life is too crazy as it is. Why would you waste time with somebody that's just trying to cut you down? It's like the whole Luann thing. I would have cut half of those ladies off far a long time ago.
Well, it seems like a lot of the women feel like she's holding on to the relationships for presentation and wanting to live this. And we'll get to that point. Yeah. We'll get to that whole situation.
I'm really excited to discuss that with you guys and hear your opinion on that, because that was really surprising.
Groundbreaking.
Charlie wants to just bring Jill Zarin back already.
Charlie, you're my spirit animal.
Charlie,
yes.
We're going to see her this season, luckily.
I'm so excited for that.
I know.
So the ladies end up at Boutique, or is it Boutique? I don't know. How do they say it?
Is it like Boutique?
I thought it was Boutique, but then Sonia said it.
She said it somewhere
wonky.
Extra fancy.
Sorry, Sonia. Tinsley's there. Ramona meets up with her. Ramona's drink order, first off.
Okay.
I am the bartender, and I will...
Please tell us your opinion.
I'm going to sit there, and I'm going to listen.
As a fellow food service employee of yours,
and
Lindsay,
I was as once.
When you... All of us can say, if you hear someone give that complicated of an order, A, they don't know what they want.
No.
And B, they are a pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
That sets the precedent for the entire meal.
Exactly, now, for the whole hour.
There, if I'm particular about something, I'm going to say, hey, I'm sorry. I'm going to be a dick right now. And I go to Norm's and I'm like, can I get toast with avocado, lemon, and olive oil, please?
You try
they
to
simplify
it.
They don't have avocado toast.
Right. So you're just going to make
But I ask for it. But I'm like, hey, I get that this is me being an asshole. Like, I completely say it and already preface it that I'm being a jerk. And I will tip extra for somebody doing that and getting that order. And I have a feeling that she doesn't, it doesn't even register.
And you know what the thing is? She's overcomplicating this dumb drink order. You know what?
Some
bartender should say to her sometime, you know, all you're really asking me for is like a half clubs vodka club soda with a ton of water and ice dumped in, and I could make
and
that
three
for
limes.
Just say it. I want a really weak vodka water with three limes. That's it.
The weird part is she got a vodka soda, but only like a 1 ounce vodka soda, not a normal pour. Mm-hmm. And then she got an ice water, and then she wants to dump the two together. Why are you diluting a club soda? Why bother to get the club soda if you're diluting it with flat water?
I know.
Ramona, if you're watching, we want you to know, as food service professionals, you're an idiot.
Yes.
Thank you. So we got her. They're obviously all at the bar to meet men that night. And I loved hearing Ramona's way of finding guys.
Oh, yeah. She was giving expert level.
So let me say.
I can't with this.
I was in New York a couple weeks ago, which you guys knew. Yes. And I went to a steakhouse by myself.
Was it called Boutique?
No, just it was not. I went to Keen's in Midtown Manhattan and found a spot. Like, there were two guys standing at the bar. And this guy goes, oh, did you want to sit here? And I was like, yes, please. Ooh. Sat in the bar, order my wine, order an appetizer, steak, vegetables. Like, I do the whole thing on my own. This guy that was sitting next to me earlier we don't really say anything, but another guy sits down and we start talking about scotch. Then we start talking about family. His name is Howard. Howard, you made my night at Keen Steakhouse, and I have a picture of you and me together, and I can't wait to meet your wife the next time I'm in New York. Literally, we exchanged phone numbers. His wife is from Wisconsin, and we ended up, and he's so in love with his wife. Like, we could bonded over losing our family members. It was such a, it literally made the entire trip, but we ended up talking, and he's like, can I buy you a scotch, please? And this guy's he has a daughter my age. Mm-hmm. So he's clearly my dad. There was not once that he was trying to hit on me. It was such a platonic, good, just nice guy thing. But let me say, it would have worked if I was 30 years older. And I can see how being in a steakhouse, this is totally what you do. It was, I agree with it.
Yeah, that's the fun part about New York City, though, is that everybody, you never know where people are coming from after, like, around that time, and you just meet so many great people, so many different people. It's just, literally, you gotta pick the good ones.
Literally made my trip.
Well, I love watching Ramona do old-fashioned dating. Like, there's no apps on her phone. Invested in going to, in her mind, the right places, and putting, like, the physical moves out there, where she sticks out her chest, and, like, it just cracked me up.
It's like what we were talking about, how she's still invested in the papers and stuff. Like, she's a classic lady. She's gonna do everything classic that she used to do back in the day.
I mean, and Tinsley is what, almost 20 years younger than her, which, first off, Tinsley being 41, she doesn't look 41. No. So in this scene, her and this guy talking, I can see him going, oh, she's probably in her early 30s. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think she looks 41. I don't even think she looks mid-30s. She looks like 33 years old.
But don't you have to sign, like, an NDA or something before you get on the camera?
This is why all the guys and the girl that was with them, they all wanted to be on the show. It was very, very obvious. They're all sitting there, like, you know, peacocking for camera.
Unless there's an NDA that doesn't have the name of the show on it.
I mean, they have to know what they're signing on for.
And I want to say two things. So the young guy,
Chad,
guys that age really are only looking for a hookup. So he was probably like, like older, a hot woman. Older woman who's probably going to pick up the drink check. Like, and then two, I think that it's got to be so awkward to, like, make out with a stranger at the bar on camera and then have the production company come up to you and be like, listen, so we're really trying to get you to go on a date with her in the next couple of days on camera. Will you do that? Will you sign this? Like, awkward. You know that happened. So weird. And this guy was totally up for it.
The kissing was so hard.
I felt like I was walking in on something I should not be. I couldn't even look.
No, it was really. I mean, Tinsley's a beautiful girl. The guy was actually really good looking. Very attractive.
They looked really cute together.
It was steamy and I felt uncomfortable.
Felt uncomfortable.
I was rooting her on. I was like, you go, girl. You do your thing.
Right?
Good for her. And I think Sonia was kind of mad about it.
He was almost 20 years younger. Good for her. But it's a page out of Sonia's playbook.
She did. And Sonia should be encouraging. But I get it. Here's what I was writing down earlier. You know, I think their goal was to try to find somebody for Tinsley's, like, future. And it didn't pan out that way. So I think Sonia has to switch gears just as much as when they're out to know that Tinsley didn't find that. So Tinsley's going to do this, you know, and be able to go back and forth like how she does.
Have fun.
Yeah. It's right.
You got to have fun while you're young and while you can. And Sonia was trying to hit on him, too. And she was just mad that he didn't want to, like, hang out with her and wasn't about her.
Probably.
And there was a jealousy thing there. I really think that, especially when it came to, we'll talk about that later. So the next morning, Sonia's wondering if oh, I didn't. Did you come in last night? Did you come in today? I don't know. Like, what difference does it make?
Yeah. I was really hoping we were going to get a scene of her leaving his apartment, but maybe it didn't happen.
Yeah.
The crew does have to shut down and have a time that they end their day. Mm-hmm.
Maybe she's smart enough because she got her hair done, and the next day that they filmed the show, she was ready. She looked fresh, and she said that she didn't hang out with him. So I think she's really smart to do something like that.
I think so, too.
Just to save face. Yes. And do what you want to do at the bowling alley, but just come off as a classy woman, because if you do something like that, you're damaging yourself. And if you're trying to make a name for yourself again, that's not the way to do it.
Do it off camera, like you said, not the first night, whatever. Yeah. This is eventually going to fizzle out at some point, more than likely.
Yeah. Storm on your phone.
Yeah. So Bethany has her dress for success, charity breakfast with Be Strong, and this really weird conversation about Dennis.
Yeah.
Who was her friend, or was dating one of her friends, then got married, got divorced, said that he liked Bethany, was interested in her because she was smart, and then it ends there, and then he's just there, and it's like, what do you, now what?
It's like a cliffhanger.
Mm-hmm. Now what happened? Well, he's your business partner. What happened to him liking you? Does he still like you? Or is he dating somebody else? Is he your new boyfriend?
The good thing of Bethany's position in the show is she doesn't have to share anything she doesn't want to, and the producers aren't going to force her to do that. Mm-hmm. So she does have power in the show to reveal, this is how much, you guys have already seen what I've gone through, and, you know, it's understandable, but for viewers, you know, it kind of left me at a cliffhanger, like, okay, let's get to know more about Dennis.
Right. And the thing is, I'm sure she was giving a really eloquent explanation of how they came to meet and date each other, because it was in the tabloids when they first were caught in a photo together, that it was her friend's ex-husband, or like he was still married or something, and to her friend. And it was actually just like when she was back in boarding school, high school age, I think, is when she knew this woman from, and they weren't close friends, they were acquaintances. And all these years later, post-divorce, he calls her, and now they're dating. I do think it's a little weird, a little small world.
Yeah.
But, and I'm sure for his kids, it's probably a little weird. But it was weird to me the way that they did cut her story off, because I'm sure she was trying to really eloquently explain how they came to date. And it was just like, well, he was my friend's ex-husband, and he called me, and we're together. And I'm like, what? But
we all kind of looked at each other. Yeah. Like, what?
It was just a strange way to end it. And then to jump into Carol arriving and her being on time, and then mentioning right away that Bethany's in a place with Jason, which we know she's very emotional. Mm-hmm. And then she gets emotional at the vent because she's like, I want other women to know what I'm going through. Like, your struggle is important too. And it's okay to be hurt. And let's like be strong together. I thought that it was very inspirational for her to do and stuff, when you see people that, you know, they're just,
she's just being real.
They're all humans like us too. As much as I harp on Ramona, she's got stuff going on in her life that never, ever understand.
Yeah.
I think Ramona has stuff going on down low that's making her act the way she's acting.
Absolutely. Yes,
and with Bethany, I love it when we see these scenes where she's cracked open and raw, that she can't control her emotions, because it reminds me of how fragile she is. Mm-hmm. She has to be such a gladiator all the time, but very often she'll fall into tears at the drop of a hat if everything's not perfect in the relationship world for her. So it's nice. I think she had a really rough season last season as far as how she looked on camera. So it's nice for me to see this side of her again, because I've always been like a stark raving Bethany fan, and I was really tough on her last season and kind of lost faith. So I love seeing this side of her and knowing that she really is going through something, and she's kept it quiet. Like, we hear stuff in the papers, but we don't exactly know what's going on, and it must be really terrible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it was nice for me.
Yeah, she's definitely cleaned up everything that happened last season. She kind of knows her place, and she even said tonight's episode that she's going to stay away from the Tom mess and kind of just figure out what she wants to do with her life, and I think that's really great for
the high road.
See. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Far better.
Unlike some of our other housewives.
Well, speaking of a high road, how about some high rock climbing between Adam and Carol? Let me get your guys' opinions on this. So Carol mentions that, you know, Adam and her are similar, but they're different. obviously, most relationships, you have your similarities and you have your differences. But she goes, he's very athletic. He likes to go running. He likes playing sports. Well, yeah, he's 30 years old. Of right. course he does. And you're in your 60s, right?
I think she's mid-50s.
Mid-50s. You're in your mid-50s. Different kind of working out status. And she's just naturally thin, so I don't think she really has to work out. She doesn't strike me as the type to really work out.
Mm-hmm. I will say, she has been Instagramming a lot of photos of herself working out because she wants to run the marathon.
So okay. she's well, been good doing, for her. So she's trying.
She, yeah, she's been doing some gym time. She has an amazing backside that she's always showing off on Instagram. Oh. So I was like, why is she in the gym? But she's hashtagging it like, Carol runs the marathon or something okay. in that
That's awesome.
General direction. So I think she's been lifting weights and stuff to try to
get
like,
into shape for yeah, that.
Exactly.
Well, that's good. I think that's healthy for her, especially mm-hmm. like as we get older, it's far harder to, yeah. we all know the struggle. You guys know back. The struggle. It is harder to snap back after drinking, after, you know, all the things working out, both Megan and I are toughing it out after our workouts from the last couple days.
Limping, folks.
But, you know, it was cute to see them going on the state together and her conversation with one of her friends about how Adam's still in the apartment. He found something, but the woman ended up staying. Mm-hmm. So he's going to be there for a little while longer.
It's a little confusing.
It's really hard to mm-hmm. see whether or not they're still together or not. And I don't pay attention to their Instagram.
So. I meant to do a deep dive after last week's episode, yeah. but I didn't get around to it. But I did write down that she was like, yeah, we could go on like this for 10 years. So it's like she knows that there's this deeper conversation they're not having. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we all know it. She admits it on camera. So it's kind of like, yeah, who's going to speak first?
I know.
I don't know. I don't feel like Adam is that type. I feel like he's so insanely laid back that he's just always like, yeah. Yeah.
Did they ever finish their project they were working on
no.
together?
I think they dropped it.
Yeah, they dropped it.
I think they dropped mm-hmm. it.
Yeah, it's really hard when you work with your significant other yeah. on a project where it's like, you know, coming out the minds, especially with mm-hmm. how their relationship
like
is.
Like Tom and Ariana's book in Vanderpump Rules. Well, yeah. it's Ariana's book, but Tom wanted to help, and they had a big, like,
yeah,
support me. Don't yeah. take it over.
I just have to say, I walked them down the red carpet, both of them, for one of our premieres.
Yeah.
They are the nicest people
I
ever.
Love oh, them. I love that. Yeah. That's great.
They're a
I
great couple.
I feel like they found...
She's gorgeous.
I feel like they found their person. Like, obviously, it wasn't yes. Kristen. It oh. was Ariana and yeah.
Which I think is why they always had that strong...
Bond.
Like, magnetic thing that wasn't going away that Kristen was jealous of.
Oh, but God.
Anyway, Kristen. Another show.
Do you guys have anything else to say about Tinsley and her date bowling?
Oh, I just...
More making out? Bird feeding?
I
mean,
what?
That
yes.
was...
Good for her. It's like this date like lit her up. It's like we got to see
it's
like
fun
Tinsley.
She didn't care that the cameras
away,
were there, you
right,
know?
Away from the rest of the group. And like, I feel like we're finally getting a sense of who she is a little bit.
Yeah.
And it just lit her up to have a young, gorgeous guy's affection.
Mm-hmm.
That was really that good. Was cool. I'm going to be interested to see what the next guy is going to look like. I'm sure she's going to go on several dates, but you know, good for her for starting off with a really cute 23-year-old.
I do think, I saw Charlie post earlier saying that she doesn't want Tinsley to get a reputation, kind of like Sonia. So I want to see Tinsley out there and putting herself out there to be open to dating. I don't want to continue to see. I mean, we're only episode, what, 7?
Mm-hmm.
We've got 16 more episodes. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see 3 more guys.
Yeah.
I don't want to see this dating
pretend.
And the kissing thing going
no
on
kissing.
Because I think it could give her more of a reputation, even if it's absolutely nothing. And it doesn't matter to me. I don't care. Girl can do whatever she wants to do. Mm-hmm. She's a woman. She can make her own choices. But I don't want that to be out there and for fans to hold that against her
yeah,
and have it be about be like her that. Dating and about her making out with random guys at bars she meets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's hope not.
Let's hope she keeps it almost selective. I'm not saying that I wouldn't mind seeing a couple more guys, but I'm just saying the way she's going to approach it and put it out on camera, I just want her to think about that.
I don't really get her relationship with Sonia. It's like, I couldn't live with somebody like that who was like down my throat. I don't mm-hmm. care if we're friends forever. It just seems like a relationship. I mean, it gives me anxiety watching it. I'm like, oh no, Sonia's mad. You know, like, you never know. And you never know if Sonia's really serious or not. Because some of the things she says, she has that personality to brush it off. But mm-hmm. it's like, is it really bothering you that I'm doing this?
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be interesting to see like where the relationship goes too.
Well, let's talk about Ramona's friends that she was having drinks with.
Oh.
Missy.
The crew.
And I'm not sure, if I didn't hear the other girl's name, but Missy also dated Tom. And they, Missy and Ramona became friends in, met in the summer. And this is obviously why they're friends, because she dated Tom and now they have, she has ammo to use against Luann. That is my opinion of the only reason she's friends with this girl.
100%. Yeah. And how embarrassing that she took this woman's phone number and continued to text and maybe see her out for drinks or whatever. Maybe they haven't, were never really friends. She just took this woman's number, drug her out on camera, and then put this all out there on this show on purpose. Like, there was no other reason. She's not friends because she found out this woman dated Tom. She was like, oh, another one of Tom's girls. Yeah, another one of Tom's girls. Let's drag her out on the show. I mean, if I looked at Twitter, I wouldn't doubt I'd find a rude tweet from Luann about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that she would have every right to, especially since the woman brought up the fact that she found out that her relationship, Missy and Tom's relationship, was over because she walked in on Tom and Luann kissing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they probably both wanted kind of a little bit of revenge.
I'm sure you know this, like, when you're dating in Los Angeles and people are Bumbling or Tindering or whatever it is, you're not dating one person. You're usually maybe talking to a few people, going on dates with a couple people until you find that person, but you're like, I'm done with all the rest. I can't juggle. I'm like a person, like, I've messed it up in text messages where I've texted somebody thinking and I'm like, whoops, didn't tell you that. Didn't mean, So I am better with just focusing on one person, even though all of my friends are like, you need to date multiple people because if you're focusing on one, they feel that pressure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the right one wouldn't care. He'd be all about it. Or she would be all about it. So you do you, whatever you want to do.
Yes.
Sorry, I have nothing to add.
She's happily in a relationship right now.
Oh, yeah. So happy.
It's harder like dating on apps nowadays too, because you think that you're having a conversation with that person, then your friend could be having the same conversation with them. It's very difficult, so.
And trusting and believing and thinking that. And there's already somebody out the door that's coming in that could be new and doesn't mean they're better looking or smarter or funnier or whatever it is. It's just that person may want something else. Who knows? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very difficult out here in LA.
But I loved Ramona's comment at the end of that little clip before we went to commercial. Well, you know, us women really need to respect each other. Right.
I think she's so invested in this
Ramona
girlfriend culture that she has. Yeah. Like, it's like girls' night, it's girls, it's this, this, and that. But if she had put more energy into finding a real, you know, relationship for herself, I think she'd be a lot happier.
Girl needs to love herself first.
Yeah, that's she so does. True. And I think that's really showing. Like, I think the cracks are starting to show that she's so invested in. We're seeing on next week's episode, I mean, we're talking about Tom again. It's just they do not want to let the story go. And I think Ramona is one of the main people that continues to add more fuel to the fire when the fire was out, you know, already. So
I'm wondering if this whole constant dating is no one wants to go on a fourth or fifth date with her. Like, they get to like a second or third date and it's like, this woman is so overwhelming. I just like, I'm not going to call her back, or, you know. And I'm wondering if that's where some of the unhappiness is coming from. It's like, oh, she's out on a date with somebody new every 5 minutes. But it's like, is that because the last five guys she went out with last week don't want to see her again? Mm-hmm. And it's like upsetting her.
Well, if she acts the way she did the other at the party, at the birthday party for herself, when she brought that random her date then treated him so disrespectfully, So let's move on to Victoria and Luann talking in Park Avenue about the wedding planning, and she finally feels like the girls are happy for her. Let's jump right into the party, because we can get right into that at Bagatelle. Dorinda and John are there already, so they're working in this charity to Beauty for Freedom, eliminate human trafficking. They're auctioning off items, and Dorinda's kind of come up with these, like, really interesting items where Carol actually donated very expensive gifts for people to bid on. And it seems as though people really aren't even bidding at the auction. Yeah, it looks like,
let's take a selfie with one of the housewives. I saw a lot of selfie taking with some of the guests there with the housewives. Mm-hmm. So it looked like one of those functions. So
yeah.
We didn't even really get to see anybody bid. It ended off with, okay, the party, like, we just moved on. We didn't see anybody, like, buying anything. So Yeah. It looked like a fun party, though. I would have been there.
Well, and this is where we saw Bethany's impression of Ramona.
What? My God. I can't do it. I can't. But it was
You're being so weird. Why are you being so weird?
I feel like Bethany has been perfecting behind Ramona's back all these years. Like, for 10 years, this amazing impression of Ramona. And once this ammo of every weird thing Ramona said last week came up,
she got
it was like so dead on to see it.
We forgot to do your impression of Sonia when they were at Boutique with the Dorinda thing. So you gotta say.
Well, we saw Tinsley heading into Boutique, and I was like, you guys, Boutique. And you guys were like, what? And I paused it, and I was like, this is the place from 2 seasons ago when it was like, what are you doing here without Dorinda? When Sonia was wasted, and they caught John there without Dorinda. Yeah. And I was like, this is the spot. This is where it happened.
Thank you. Megan's in charge of impressions here.
Lovely to come back around to Boutique.
So Bethany starts talking to this guy, Milos? And she thinks that he's going to actually be good for Sonia. And he goes, well, I already know Sonia really well.
Well, yeah. I am not surprised, first of all. Second of all, I'm sure they probably had like a one-night stand.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And third, let's hope Milos does not become the next, well, he was my lover for 10 years.
Well, and Sonia arrived at the party on her own. Tinsley's a little bit frustrated that they didn't come together. And she said that she had dinner with her young Frenchie. And this is where she kind of gives her crap about dating this younger guy. And that's when I realized Sonia's totally jealous of this younger guy liking Tinsley and not her. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yes. Have we seen moments of Sonia dating a young... We've seen her.
She's
do
dating
it.
Frenchie.
Like, let's move on then. Let's, like, you know, let's let your friend have some, like, some sunshine. Like, she can't be the only one.
It was kind of, annoying. So then Ramona moves in on Milos, and Sonia gets upset about this, but Sonia could care less about it 2 minutes prior until Ramona starts moving in on it, and all of a sudden she's got, everyone's going after my guy. Everyone's always got to go after my guy.
And I found it strange when she got nervous about her makeup. She's like, oh, I'm wearing too much makeup. He likes young girls that don't wear a lot of makeup. And I was like, oh, interesting. So she's definitely been out around him before.
She knows him enough.
Probably tried to put the moves on him, but saw him going for the younger girls. Interesting.
Yeah.
Now I want to hear your thoughts on Bethany's conversation with Luann and Tom. She actually goes up and apologizes to Tom, and she says, you know, I apologize for any drama that I caused you guys last year. I interfered once. I will never interfere again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that.
What did you think?
I'll let you go first because I know you love Bethany.
I thought Tom's reaction was so priceless. I know Luann called it, he very gentlemanly kind of ignored it and moved on or whatever. I thought it was like the most weird, awkward exchange because he pretended she never said that and said, it is so nice to finally meet you. What are you doing for the holidays? Which is what you say to any random person you've just met that you don't know what to say to.
Yeah.
So rather than him being like, it's all in the past, Bethany, or like, it was like an awkward thing where how Luann kind of pretends things aren't true that are happening or that didn't happen. Tom was the same way. And I was like, well, maybe they are destined to be together.
I wrote down well played because I think he kind of walked into the situation. He wasn't there initially. So, you know, if I were to walk into a conversation, I obviously know Bethany talked about me last season. I think he wanted to see where the conversation was going because this was kind of the first time they were all going to meet. So I think once he grasped, okay, it's kind of in a peaceful situation, he went in with it with trying to move forward. And I think if you're trying to let something in the past, the best thing to do is to move forward. And I think he did a great job. And I think I like how Bethany handled the situation. Could have been a lot awkward, more awkward, but we'll see next episode because I know they bring it up again. Was Bethany at the house?
I don't know if Bethany was at the house, but we see Barbara, who's friends with Luann.
Oh, Barbara.
Who is not going to bid on certain items because she has plenty of dentists. She knows she doesn't need a teeth whitening. Please. It's for charity. Who gives a crap? You have billions of dollars. Just stop.
But can you imagine being the producer and you're listening to everyone's mic feed that you had all night long, but they weren't on camera, and you come across this gem of listening to Carol's mic feed that's like the friend says, oh, well, she's going to go through with it and get divorced.
Yeah, so Barbara and Carol are having a conversation, and she's talking about Luann. and how is Luann happy? And she's like, honestly, I think she's just got something to prove. Mm-hmm. She'd rather marry him and divorce him than call off the wedding.
It's so sad because us as viewers can tell that. I mean, she's not even fooling us. She's not going to fool these women either, you know? Yeah.
And Tom's still at the Regency hooking up with girls. Okay. What do you guys think?
Done. I mean, I'm not surprised because it's Ramona will. Yes. And I think it's like, I'm not at all surprised because Ramona tried to say that at the reunion. She's been trying to say that this entire season with trotting all these other women out and saying rude things to Luann's face on camera. Like, I'm just so not surprised. The sad thing is it's not a shock. So it's kind of like, meh, who cares? We all know that.
Yeah, I mean, I still, like, this Barbara woman, I hope, like, Luann cut her off. Because I just, you know, regardless of what's going on, I don't think that you should be talking about your friend like that behind their back. You know, whether or not it's true or not, I feel like she should just say all these things to Luann and leave it at that and not share it with Carol and not bring it on the show where you are mic'd and where things could get picked up. But, yeah, I mean, Luann strikes me as a person that wants to live this life. She had the countess life. She's moving on to the wife life. And if that's what she wants to do, let her do it. If she has a plan of what she wants to do, then, I mean, we are not in control of that. She mm-hmm. knows. She sees all the red flags. If her plan is to divorce the guy later on, then that's her plan. But, you know, let Luann do whatever Luann wants to do.
Can you imagine if that conversation between Barbara was with Ramona? Instead of Carol.
Yeah.
She would drag that woman over to Luann and Tom's face and start screaming in front of everyone. Barbara just told me that you're getting married. I just want you to know that's why everyone's taking bets on whether you're still going to get married. You know? Mm-hmm.
Someone in the chat room says Barbara clearly wants to be on the show.
Yeah.
Well, good for, you know, Barb. I'm not mad at the information you shared just because I feel a little more in the know now.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, like you said, you know it's something that we all kind of knew and questioned was going on. But then when you hear it from a source that's close to her, which maybe Ramona is hearing this from certain people that are close to the situation with either Tom or with Luann or people that know each other, it's just really bad. And it's not a friend thing.
It isn't.
And that's the unfortunate part is if Ramona was really hearing this, she would say, I don't want to hear this. Because I feel like I'm trying to think of the housewife when she'd hear stuff and she'd go, I don't want to know. Nope, I'm done. I don't care. I don't want to know. I don't want to be involved because I don't want to.
There's a lot of those.
Bethany would do that. Yeah.
There are some throughout all the. Yeah. You know, I feel like Manzo.
Yeah.
Caroline Manzo. Yeah. Caroline would say, I don't want to know. Yep, just leave me out of it. Dina would definitely be like, say that. I feel like there are certain housewives that really just, when someone's trying to bait them, because that's what they're doing. That Barbara woman is either trying to get on the show, like somebody said, or she's trying to bait Carol into saying something negative about Luann for Luann to come back at Carol.
But like, did Luann ever say that they had like an open or arranged relationship? I know she got called out on it, but it sounds like if she's fine with this behavior and if Barbara is telling her that, then what is going on?
What's the truth?
What is going on? Because if it's open, then that's fine.
Yeah.
Then I can see that it's not an issue for Luann. And maybe it is for the other women because they don't know that. But who knows with these women, you know? It sounds like it, but I don't know.
Well, I know that Megan has some news for us. So, Megan, let's get into your news.
I'll speed through the news.
AfterBuzz. 31 seconds, girl.
Okay. Bethany is going to appear as a guest shark on the 9th season of Shark Tank this fall. She will also be joined by J-Lo's man, A-Rod, and Richard Branson. They're also going to be fun guest judges.
Nice.
Ramona and Sonia went to a vegan restaurant this week, and Ramona decided to add it to her Insta stories, but she couldn't pronounce vegan. She called it vegan, of course. Like, she cannot pronounce anything else.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, rugae and that whole deal. If you guys are not following Dorinda's daughter, Hannah, on Instagram, you are really missing out. She is so freaking gorgeous. She has a body that could put Bella and Gigi, like, she should be on a billboard with them.
Stop.
It's insane. It's so good. She's really come into her own. So her name, if you want to follow her, is Hannah Danger Lynch. L-Y-N-C-H on the Lynch.
Click follow.
She's like really could be, I feel like, the next housewife daughter supermodel, like sick, beautiful. And our condolences, sympathies, get well soons go out to Dina Manzo of New Jersey, who we were just talking about. She was beaten and bound during a home invasion.
That's so scary.
Robbery. Her boyfriend and her are visiting from here in Los Angeles. They were back home in New Jersey to a house they also own there. They were at Teresa's daughter Adriana's first Holy Communion. Dina is Adriana's godmother. Mm-hmm. So they were at her first Holy Communion. When they got home, they interrupted home invaders, who then tried to beat them up and bound them together. They were able to get out of the bindings once the robbers left and call the police. So they are just... they're okay, but they're...
Like, it is me
prayers for the house.
Very shaken up. So, Dina Getwell, you're one of my faves. Love you.
Thanks for the news, Megan.
Yes, all the tea.
That's everything.
And let's get into some quick predictions before we end the show today. We've got Tom making a comment about the dog. Guys, mark their territory. there is... What? I wrote multiple kisses, so I don't know what that means, but I wrote it... They're gonna have a conversation about whether or not Luann is sure about the wedding and Bethany's new house. So you guys give me some predictions on what we saw in our preview.
I think Ramona and Luann are gonna go at it. I think there's gonna be some kind of argument. I think Luann's gonna get sick of what's happening, and I feel like we're gonna see another fight.
I think it's going to be another crazy Berkshires. These girls, these women never learn their lesson.
I try to make it nice.
Yeah, another crazy Berkshires. Oh. I don't think it's going to be as epic as last season, but I think there's going to be some disagreements, and I think Luann's going to be a little offended that Dorinda does bring up to her, do you trust him?
I think it's a conversation that needs to come out, and if these people are your true friends, and I do believe that Dorinda and Luann are true friends, obviously she introduced them and stuff. You also shouldn't introduce somebody to a friend if you think they're untrustworthy, but or you know they're a shady person, but, you know, you can't help what the heart wants. But I do think it's important for friends to have that conversation before someone gets married. Mm-hmm. It does give them that, and most people aren't going to care anyway. It's not going to matter to them, but I think it makes somebody think, and I do think it shows their true concern and love for the other person. So, excited to see what happens. All right, you guys, where can they find you, good peeps?
You guys can find me on all social media platforms at Megan Stecher. That's spelled MEGANSTECHER. And chat with me this week about this show. I love Housewives of New York.
Hey, guys, I'm Thomas Rulina. Follow me everywhere at Thomas Rulina and on YouTube at Your Time with Thomas.
And this is Lindsay here. You guys can find me on all things social media at Lindsay Wegner. That's LYNDSEYWEGNER. Or my blog, lindsaywegner.blogspot.com. Thank you guys for joining us in the chat. Yes. We've got predictions about Tinsley quitting from Unmuzzled. Wow. Charlie, ooh. Thomas, all you guys, Joseph, all you guys for joining us. Thank you so much. We will see you next week.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.